Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins released a 5-point plan to bring down egg prices that largely seeks to stop the spread of the highly contagious avian flu. The program will cost up to $1 billion and, according to Rollins, will be paid for with DOGE savings. The plan includes $500 million for biosecurity measures at farms, $400 million in financial relief for farmers whose flocks are affected, research on vaccines and therapeutics, reducing regulations for commercial farmers and making it easier for families to raise their own, importing more eggs that meet U.S. standards. Since 2022, approximately 166 million birds have been affected. Mostly it comes from wild fowl that fly over or get into the barns. So USDA will be producing at no charge an audit to every single farmer in this country, and then we will help them secure their barns, Secretary Rollins told reporters. The USDA will pay up to 75% of the cost to fix biosecurity vulnerabilities at barns. The department started a pilot program in 2023 and helped lock down 150 barns. Only one of them has had a flu case since. We're going to work to move much more quickly on repopulating the 160 million birds that have been culled in just the last few months. So what do we need to do to get regulations out of the way to indemnify these poultry producers to start repopulating much more quickly than we've been doing? Rollins said. Egg prices have increased 157% since January 2021, when the average price per dozen was $1.92, compared to $4.95 a dozen this January. The Agriculture Department predicts egg prices will increase by another 41% in 2025.